And it's 19 past 10. As Ray Huxley is with us to look at the meeting at Geelong today. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Nadia.
We've got 8 races this afternoon. We're on the synthetic. How did you find the meeting?
A couple of short ones early that I think are probably a little bit too short, but we'll come home strongly.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one, and this is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,300. You can take out runners 5 and 8. Now, the main ones here are number 1, Bam, who's at 2.15. Number 2, Socomo at 4. Then you're looking at $8 for Presse de Trois and 5 for a Runway Queen.
Yeah, Bam's very short. He was a very good second on debut at Sale. He went second there behind Lena's Hero, who, of course, is a really smart horse and only got beaten 2.25 lengths. So, and that was after racing wide all the way. I don't think he was ever any better than about 4 wide. And he showed a lot of courage in the home straight. He was a bit one-paced, and that was on a turf track. He goes under the synthetic today. So I think he's under the odds at 2.15, but I have got him on top. I don't think it's a very strong maiden. Runway Queen, number 11, has shown a liking for this track with a couple of seconds here. Had every chance here last time when it ran second behind Bunker Buster, but she'll run well again. Then we go to number 2, Sir Como, and maybe the first start of number 7, Style Guru. 1.11, 2, and 7.
1.11, 2, 7, race 1. The second is a maiden over 1,300. You can take out runners 10, 11, and also the 14. We've got number 3, Magnus Bay, at 6. Then you're down to C Spring, who's at 8.50. First start of morning turf is an $8 chance, and Red Core is odds on, having had 2 runs back at $1.85.
Yeah, $1.85 is a bit under what I would want to be taking, but I did think he looked the winner in the race. He's had the 2 runs back from a spell, and they have been in pretty strong 64 class races at Sandown at midweek meetings. He now drops right back to maiden company, and this is a horse who did run second at Caulfield back in April behind Al Passam, only beaten ahead over 1,100 metres. So I think he looks better than them. $1.85. No, I'd want him to get to about even money before I'd want to back him, but I think he'll probably win the race. Magnus Bay has blinkers on today, number 3, resuming from a spell. He did go well fresh last campaign. I think he's the main danger. 9 from 3, then 8 and 12.
9, 3, 8, and 12 in race number 2. Well, the third event is a fillies and mare's maiden. This will be run over 1,200, and you can take out number 12. Now, here we've got number 1, Husson Park, at 4. Down to Lily's Reward at 4.60. Yazali is at 3.10. It's the current favourite, having been placed at all 3 runs this campaign, and Once Upon a Dream at $3.50.
Yeah, it looks a two-horse race, I thought, between the 9, Yazali, and number 11, Once Upon a Dream. Both got very good form in maiden company here at Geelong on the synthetic. Yazali placed all 3 runs, as you mentioned, this campaign, and they've all been on this track, narrowly beaten in his last 2 starts. So he'll be very, very, or she rather, she will be very hard to beat here. Got blinkers off today, number 9. Got it on top narrowly ahead of Once Upon a Time. It came from last. It's a first run here over 1,000 metres. It flew home and only got beaten in neck, and then stepped from 1,000 metres up to 1,300 last time, was able to race right on the speed and battled on very well to run third in a pretty handy maiden field. One of the two should win, 9 and 11. Next best, 1 and 4.
9.11, 1 and 4, the third. Well, the fourth race is over 1,000 metres, and you can take out runners 1, 5, 9, 11, 12, 14, and the 16. We've got number 4, Banter, at 5.50, down to Lakota, who's a debutant at 4. Royale Effort is at $4.40. Spring Choice, who is a first starter, is the favourite here at $3.60. Another debutante in Little Bit Sassy is at $4. So a few queries here, but I'm sure that we've got a bit of a guide on these with trials.
Yeah, not much in that way. Lakota did have a barrier trial at Warwick Farm early in the year and didn't do a great deal, but was only beaten 4 lengths. Of the others, Spring Choice is one to jump out. I found this a very, very difficult race. I think 3 o'clock in the afternoon is a nice time to go and have, a cup of tea or a cold beer or and a nice race to watch this without, plunging too much money on it. I, just for the sake of a tip, and I'm not really keen on the race at all, I'm going to tip number 4, Banter. Banter is a colt by Not a Single Doubt out of a Snippets mare, so he's very well bred. His only start in the race was at Caulfield in October last year in the Debutante Stakes, a listed race. He was back from $9 into $7, so he was expected to do something, but unfortunately he was in a bad mood, and he came out of the barrier stalls and he wanted the buck, and in the end he finished 7th, beaten about 6.5 lengths. Now, he's had nearly a year off since then. There's been a speck of money for him this morning. He's got a nice barrier here. For the sake of a tip in race 4, we'll go 4, 7, 6 and 8, but I think there are better races to bet on.
4, 7, 6, 8 in the 4th. Look, the quaddie legs kick off with race 5, and this is a 58 over 1,000, and you can take out runners 10 and 13. We've got number 2, Double Ducks at 5.50, Settlers Road at 7. Miss Sandai is at 7.50, Jack Henry at 7, 5.50 for Naroka, and then you've got Dragon Artist, who's at $4.60. So a few chances in this.
Yeah, quite a few chances. Very, very open race. Dragon Artist, he won at $81 here two starts ago. I don't know where he pulled it from, but he was able to race on the speed all the way. He worked very hard from a wide barrier in the early stages, but he showed a real liking for the track. And he fought on very strongly to win by a half length. And then last out, he showed it was no fluke. He was, again, huge odds. And he raced right on the speed. He led them until about the last 50 metres and battled on very strongly to run second. Now, both those runs were in 64 class. And today, he's dropping back to a 58, and he's got a good barrier. He's got a very good winning chance in a very open affair. Number 8, Narioka, I liked its run last start. Not far off a win here, drawn well. Put it in for second. Number 4, Settlers Road, has been very honest lately and is a winner here on the track. And number 2, Double Ducks, probably worth including. First start for new trainer, now trained on the track. Has got some reasonable fresh form in Sydney. 9 from 8, 4 and 2.
9 from 8, 4 and 2. We look at race 6. This is over 1,900 and you can take out runners 3 and 10. One Can't Refuse at 9.50. 3.70 for Time Walker. Then you're down to Shadow Prince at 3.10. Mazzaro at 5. Danes Riker at 9 and 5.50. Riverina Burla.
Going with number 6, Shadow Prince, who can mix his form a bit. Ran last at Sandown last start after trying to lead all the way. That was over 2,400 metres. The last time he raced here, or his only run here, in fact, was over 1,900 metres, the same as today, in a pretty handy 64 class. He tried to lead all the way and was only got him in the last couple of strides. With Noel Callow on board today, taking over, I think he'll probably roll forward again and got a good winning chance in an open affair. Time Walker, number 2, he's well suited in a race like this. Number 8, Mazzaro, his last couple of runs have been very sound. And then we go to number 9. I think they're the main chances, and I think that if you take those 4, I think you'll get this leg. 6 from 2, 8 and 9.
6 from 2, 8 and 9. We go to the 7th. This is a benchmark 64 where you can take out runners 1, 6, 10 and also 11. Well, the favourite odds on is number 3, Manuel, who's been going around in much tougher company than this at $1.80. Vegas Beauty at $6.50. Judas at $3.70.
Yeah, Manuel, he's a pretty good galloper, this bloke. And as you mentioned, huge drop in class. He resumed from a spell. He won a barrier trial at Morfordville on the 14th of July by about 4 lengths under an Indian deathlock. And he was in the market first up in Adelaide in the Lightning Stakes. And he didn't begin all that well. He dropped out early. He never really came into the race. And then the stable showed what they think of him. They put him in the Ori Star last start at, down the straight at Flemington. And he was in front at the halfway mark. And matching motors with horses like Hey Doc and Kenny Essent. Look at this 64 grade. He's a monster drop in class for him. He did, one day, back in November, he ran fourth in a race down the straight at Flemington behind Speedy Or, only beaten 2¾ lengths, and then came out in a maiden here at Geelong. Admittedly, it was on the turf track. He sat in third place and then he pulled out and went crunch and won the maiden by 10 lengths. He then went up to Sydney and ran third in the English Stakes. He's far too good for this field, and now he's had the two runs back from the spell. He's got a gear change. He's got earmuffs on today. He'll be too good for these. 3 from 7, 4 and 9.
3, 4, 7 and 9. So that $1.80 looks a pretty good price under the circumstances. That we go to race 8. This is a benchmark 70/1300. You can take out 5, 6 and also 8. We've got the 3 Battle Camp at $3.20. Bastille is at $2.40. Dortmund at $5.50. $5 for Hard Empire and the other main ones.
Yeah, 2 horse race. The 3 and the 4. I'm tipping the 4, Bastille, just because of the 1,300. I think the other bloke, Battle Camp, will be better when he gets over a little bit further. Bastille's first up run after a long spell was at Geelong. He pulled up with the thumps after running fourth there, only beaten 2.5 lengths. He'll be greatly improved today. He's a pretty good galloper, this bloke. I think he's the main one for the race. Battle Camp is a must to go in. He's a very good galloper, and first up, he'll be storming home. I'll be very, very surprised if one of the two don't win. 4 from 3, then 7, 9.
4, 3, 7 and 9, and what about a best roughy quaddy and also your play of the day?
I think Manuel, I know he's short, $1.80, but gee, I think he'll be winning, and he's a one out in the quaddy, so we'll make him the best race, 7, number 3. I really couldn't find a value bet. There's a couple of races there I don't really like, and the races I do like, we've got pretty short price favourites, so I'll skip the value bet today. I think the play of the day, couple of shorties. Race 2, number 9, I think will be winning, and race 7, number 3. And for the Quadrella, go very wide in the first leg. I'm putting in 2, 4, 8, and 9, but you can add some more if you like. The second leg, I think we'll get it with 2, 6, 8, and 9. And then we take 3, 1 out in the third leg, and the last leg will only need the 3 and the 4.
Sounds wonderful, Ray. Thank you, and good luck today and over the weekend. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
There's Ray Huxley with his look at the meeting today from Geelong. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 29 to 11.